This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rabbeisai Parshas Nosoi Hey Tovshin Ein Ches. There's a theme that we find in common concerning the Soita, the Nosi, Aaron, HaKoyin, Shevet Levi. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. What is your response to challenge? Some win, some lose. Some use the opportunity to raise themselves in Ruchnias, and unfortunately some fall. Listen closely to the Torah HaKadosha. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe l'emor, Daber b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleihem ish ish, ki siste ishtoi, u'mo'al v'voy mo'al. Terrible matziv of a soite, ruach kino. The husband warns her not to sequester the suspected infidelity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to wipe out his name to protect the sacred marriage of this couple, to prove that she's either guilty or innocent. There's the concept of V'yakrivu Nesiyei Yisrael, that the Nesiyim brought their korbanos. They brought the same korbanos. Mor Rav Shach Zatzal explained there was no tzivui. This was done on their own, through their own volition. So how was it that each one of the Nesiyim put the exact same korbanos? That's why the Torah reiterates again and again all of the korbanos that they brought. They don't just say that Nachshon ben Aminadav, Shevet Yehuda brought these korbanos and everybody followed suit. Because each person was mechavan l'shem shemayim. If you mechavan l'shem shemayim, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you get your ego out of the way, you're completely motivated to do the Ritzayin Hashem, then you'll be zeiche to bring the identical korbanos. Even though each one had no idea what the other was bringing, they gave the same gifts for the sanctification of the Mishkan, the Mizbeach, persons with Shem Shemayim, it's all one and the same. There's a common thread that links the Soita, the Nesiyim, Baloischres Aneiris of Arnakoyen, and the Levium. Chazal refer to this thread as Chalishus Hadas. Chalishus Hadas literally means a weakening of one's mind, feeling badly about something. Got a Gevaldig Rebbe, he didn't smile at you this morning. You didn't get 100 on your test. You didn't get that job. You didn't get the parking spot. You didn't have shot and share. Chalishus Hadas. A state of weakening of the mind. Nothing can cause greater frustration than forfeiting an opportunity in Ruchnias. You had it, it was elusive, it slipped through your fingers. It causes Chalishus Hadas. You were challenged, you didn't rise to the occasion, you failed. Chalishus Hadas, a weakening of the mind, of the state of one's being, because you lost out in Ruchnias. Concerning the central issues that we find in the Parsha, we find individuals attempting in their own unique fashion to cope with a sense of frustration. And as we will see, in some instances they succeed, and in other instances they react in a way that only compounds the problem and makes it worse. Let's look at the two extremes. The Soita reacting to a difficult, strained marriage breaches the standards of Tznius. She acts improperly, not like a Bas Yisrael. She lacks Tznius, and she becomes her own worst enemy. instead of solidifying the relationship with her husband, she betrays him kavyochel and HaKadosh Baruch Hu by her suspected infidelity. So what's the response to her chalishus hadas? Depression. She falls even further away from the safety net of a healthy Jewish marriage. A proper marriage provides an incredible safety net for all the trials and tribulations that a Jew can undergo, both the husbands and the wife. If you go it alone, it's difficult. If you're married, you become an Adam HaSholem, like the Modern Brachas says. And why are you considered Adam HaSholem if you're married, and if not, you're not? So the Maharal says, because Adam is Miloshen Adam. The same way the earth is fertile, and the purpose of the earth is to grow produce, fruit. Purpose of life is to get married and have children, and it's not just the children. As Rashi says in Parashas Noach, Iker Toldoisim Shel Adam, Maisim Toivim. A wife doesn't just give you kids. A wife turns a kid into an adult. A wife refines your character. A wife is mashlam you. Shoshime, the goyin, Chatzklav Ramsky, that's how I used to say. The Stiples, that's how I used to say. Perfect bacha in yeshiva, and all of a sudden he doesn't act properly when he's mad, because the shtenda that you're connected to doesn't tell you to take out the garbage, doesn't ask you to wash and dry the dishes. All of a sudden you get married, so you're being challenged, and your character becomes refined or defined. Defined as being a shver mensch, or refined as being a tzaddik. That is brought out by the wife. You become an adam hasholem. Your potential is realized. That's the safety net of marriage. But she has chalishus hadas, and she falls even further away. On the other hand, we have individuals within Klal Yisrael that rise to the occasion, that cope successfully with the challenges, with the adversity, with the chalishus hadas, with the frustrated feeling of going down in ruchnius, of not being able to realize your potential. For them, every problem is nothing more than a challenge. Every step backwards is a prelude to many steps forward. It's like the quarterback. He has to release the ball. He has to score. So often he backs up to evade the tackle, and he releases the ball and he scores a touchdown. But he's backing up. But the purpose of backing up is only to rush forward. Every step backward of a positive yid is the introduction, the prelude to many steps forward. The Messiah, they regretted that they did not contribute immediately. They lost the yud from the Messiah. They took a wait and see position, offering to cover the cost. What's wrong with that? I'll explain, because a Nasi, he's got to move. He's got to lead by example. He's got to jump into the fray. He's got to be the first one to donate. I don't care whether he undertakes the cost of the whole project. I don't pay for half of it if it's lacking. The Feitman Zatzal said that a Nasi has to realize the potential of a Sibur. Once it's felt in the Sias, he doesn't realize that the people are going to come up with it all. The Yud is taken away because he's not a Nasi. A Rebbe, a father, a grandfather, a friend has to know the potential of that child. To lack that knowledge, as displayed by the Nesiim, is to lack Nesiis. My Rebbe Shmuel Birnbaum didn't like that pshat because he said that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Fishin is Atzel. They were lazy, they held back. Because the Nasi has to be moving, riding on the crest, leading the charge. So the Nesiim was sorely depressed. They missed out on donating for the Mishkan V'Kelov. So what did they do? Did they wallow in self-pity? Did they say, we missed the opportunity? We're never going to make a comeback? Just the opposite. They didn't yield to the temptation of self-pity. Rather, they immediately found a constructive focus for their frustration. through their initiative, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's agreement, Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership, an entirely new form of carbon emerged. The multifaceted carbonis offered during the first 12 days of Nisan, the Chanukah HaMishkan, the dedication of the Mishkan. They could have wallowed in self-pity. We missed our opportunity. We're never going to make it. Blame the world. No. They regrouped and they gave incredible gifts and carbonis to the Mishkan. The Chanukah HaMishkan. Not only saving their fate and the day, but advancing themselves much more than had they just contributed like everybody else. Aaron regrets. He doesn't have the opportunity and the privilege to participate in what the Nesi'im participated in. But that became an impetus for an even greater mitzvah. The lighting of the menorah, Shata Madlak Umetiv, as HaMenorah. The Nesi'im, their kabbanis, what they brought was limited to time and place. But the sense of innovation and initiative were great, but nothing can compare to the consistency of Aaron's Avodah, Madlak Umetiv, the menorah for almost 40 years, continued to the Bona V'Chashmonoim with Chanukah. It's unbelievable. Aaron HaKohen could have been frustrated, depressed, and said, Lehuva Leshifte, we're not involved, so forget about it. As they say in Brooklyn, forget about it. Forget about it. It's not going to happen. I'm not the man. No. He takes that low and he makes an eternal high. He turns it into the menorah. They live for 40 years and remains the custody of the Kehanim in the day of the Beis HaMikdash through Adlokas HaMenorah. And the days after the Beis HaMikdash, the war that the Chashmonaim fought, and that loka of Ner Chanukah until this very day. Look at the Levim. Lehuva Leshiftei. They also were not able and allowed to join in the dedication of the Mishkan with the unique Karbonis of the Nesi'im. Even though they couldn't participate in the material and the Gashmiyastika Karbonis of the Nesi'im, they were given an even more meaningful opportunity to dedicate their entire lives to Avodas Hashem. It was separated from the rest of Klal Yisrael. The Levim were ready to do whatever Hashem wanted them to do. And through their self-effacement and being makabel that the Shevet would not be involved in the Chanukah HaMishkan, they were involved enthusiastically in a different element of inauguration, of initiation. Their hair was cut, shorn. The tenufis, they themselves were waved by Aaron HaKohen in all the different directions. Melech Omevi, up and down and all around to physically dedicate Nesunim, Nesunim, given specifically to Avodas Hashem, separated and elevated from the rest of Klal Yisrael. Levim teach us that the best response to ruchniyistik of frustration is a life of even greater dedication to Avas Hashem. You back off and you charge forward across the goal line. And then you have, in Parshas Ba'al Yisro, the individuals who were denied the schus, the privilege, the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach. Lo manigora, why should we be prevented? Through no fault of their own, they were Isaac and Atzmas Yitziv, or other tasks that made them tomei. They couldn't participate in the Korban Pesach. They didn't sit on the sidelines. They didn't grope and mope and cry over their ruined fate. They didn't wallow in self-pity. They took the initiative and petitioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe for another opportunity to perform the mitzvah. They were given Pesach Sheni according to the Tzadik and Pritzadik, the Shtoikikus. The raw passion and desire that they had to bring the Korban Pesach brought down this mitzvah. He likens it to the Shtoikikus of Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah. Na'aseh v'nishma, mi gila rozeh lebonai. The Malachim have no wiggle room. Klal Yisrael said, we want no wiggle room. Forget about whatever you want, we're going to do. How, what, where, we don't care. How could they ask for a Korban Pesach? Offers money, but the Korban Pesach is sacrificed on the 14th of Nisan and the 15th of Nisan. When Shaykh is a Korban Pesach, there's going to be a Korban Pesach in ear. But because they had such a raw desire to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this downward spiral forced them, Mimamakim Krosich HaShem, Shir HaMaloi, it's a song of ascents, man reaches highest when he's lowest, there was Zeche to bring down an extra mitzvah that didn't exist before, going to absorb the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. What about the Nazir? The Nazir seems to be one foot on both sides of the fence. Nazir is a gray area. On one hand, he's described by the Torah as being a Kaddish, a sainted individual. But on the other hand, he's depicted as a sinner if he becomes Tameh. What are the Nazir's motivation? What are his motives? According to Chazal, by depriving himself of various material amenities, the Nazir is compensating for being overly exposed to immorality. The depraved lifestyle of the Saiter. But the Torah, rather than welcoming his bold initiative of abstaining from wine, offers him a mixed reception. It's not a totally successful response to personal frustration. This is how our Avodas Hashem has to be. It's true the Nazir attempts to divest himself of the ambiance of this world by denying himself the pleasure of wine. On the other hand, abstinence is often a double-edged sword. It's meritorious for those who are consistent in the Avodas Hashem. Those whose divine service is outstanding and uniform, but people who are not so uniform in their Avodas Hashem can fail in their pursuit of a high level of Ruchnius. So while a Nazir, upon assuming his new commitment, is considered to be a Kaddish, a sacred individual, the Pasuk says he can't become Tameh to his mother or to his father. He's wearing the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the crown of the king. But if he makes a mistake, if he stumbles, and he ends up becoming Tameh, to come into contact with corpse tumah, he's considered a chayta sinner. Even though his sincere efforts, fervent desire, is to cope with regrets about past failings by adopting a more devout lifestyle, you have to pass the litmus test of consistency. The boldest approach, the boldest initiative, the most creative approach to Avodas Hashem can be doomed if you can implement it on a consistent basis. That's Kapala Seter. We spoke of a Yom Tov at Nila Sacham Chag. There was a discussion in the Beis Medrash, a discussion, which component is real Kabbalah Satira? The chuppah, the marriage, the fact that Klal Yisrael was now entering into a covenant with Hashem, the Baruch, the Kriya Satira with his schoolis of Maimon Har Sinai, learning all night, Aloy Sashacha, what is the highlight of Kabbalah Satira? The Sfarim heard different people arguing, he walked by and he said, Kabbalah Satira? Is Kabbalah Satara. The highlight of Kabbalah Satara is being Kabbalah Satara. Leif Simcha said, look at this Nazir. Read Parshas Nazir right after Kabbalah Satara. And the Nazir is Mekabal on himself not to drink wine. And what do we say to the Nazir? Nezer lekaval roishoy. One simple Kabbalah, 30 days without wine. It's the second day of his Naziris, and he's already wearing the crown of Hashem. But that's if it's going to be consistent. A Kabbalah means today, tomorrow. The Helig above Rebbe of Shlomo Zatzal was in a bunker with 17 other Yidden. evading the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. And the Nazis knew there was a bunker underneath, and they were stomping on the floor with their boots and with their rifles to try to find the hollow place. One of the girls had gone foraging for food. It was starving to death. And the Nazis caught her. And she's screaming, "Mama, Mama, Mama." The mother is inches from her. And she can't reveal herself. Because if she goes to her daughter's side, then what's going to happen is that they'll all be revealed and all be doomed, all be killed. One of the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, had inadvertently thrown a blanket on the hole to the air supply. The situation became so desperate that the one little candle they had was snuffed out for lack of oxygen. And the Bava Rebbe said to himself, "It's time for a Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah time." First he thought to himself, "What Kabbalah can he make to save them from the Nazis who are inches away?" Yimach Shemam v'zichrom. He's giving him a Kabbalah to learn all of Shas every month. He's going to be makabal to do incredible things. But he said, that's not a real Kabbalah. When the sword of Damocles is hanging over your head, won't you be makabal? A real Kabbalah has to be something you'll carry out when it's raining and when it's sunny, in times of doom and gloom, in times of a Rakida and a Shana Rabba, and above a base medrash in Baran Park. It had to be significant enough to change their fate, but realistic enough to keep. And the Rebbe said, he was mekabel on himself, a certain Inyan ben Agia Malav Malka, and they were saved. A close friend of mine, Rebbe Elazar Zaks, Zayin Gezunt, a big Talmud Chacham, and a Chutin, from David Soloveitchik, Shlita. So Rebbe Elazar's mother passed away, and his uncle, Rebbe Yisrael Lefkowitz, Zatzal, one of the premier agudistim of the century. He lived aguda. He lived klal Yisrael. Unbelievable. Bal chesed. Bal tztaka. So he went to the Bava Reuv and he said, "Rebbe, younger people are being nifta like Rebbetzin Zaks. Allah Hashalom. What Kabbalah can we undertake?" He told him over this story. That's where I heard the story from Rebbe Elazar Zaks. And he said, "Oh, Kabbalah has to be realistic. Whatever you makabal, it's something that people will carry through when the danger has passed." The siyata l'shmaya. This is the yisayit of Shavuos. The nazir, it's a double-edged sword. He accepts upon himself a high level of ruchnis, but he's got to maintain it consistently. Aaron HaKoyen pined for ruchnis. He was zeicher to the menorah. The lack of being involved in Chanukah HaMizbeach, Chanukah HaMishkin propelled them to greater heights of ruchnis. The Levim, Nesunim, Nesunim, Hemali, they're also deprived, Lo Yehuva, Lo Yishiftoi, but it causes them to become completely dedicated now for this Hashem. The sight to her reaction to challenges is to fall deeper in the abyss. And to Rachman al-Atzlan, she's suspected of infidelity, and to prove her morality, her fealty to her husband, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be erased, scraped off, chikas Hashem, into the water for her to drink and prove her innocence. The Nesiim, they didn't jump into the fray right away. They didn't lead by example. So they took the initiative and it propelled them even further to bring the special Korbanis of the Nesiim, as Maharav Shach Zatzal explained, each one completely and totally L'Shem Shamayim. So each one brought the same Korbanis. That's why the Torah repeats the Korbanis, the gifts of every single Nasi, because it came from the same place. L'Shma, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unhindered by personal Negiah subjectivity, realizing the need to do only what Hashem wants. When we live such lives, when we take adversity as a challenge and grow stronger, we realize our destiny. That's the tachlis of every yid, to be like Aaron HaKohen, to be like the Nesiim, to fall, pick ourselves up. Ilu lo nafalti lo kamti, if I never fell, if I didn't fall down, I would never be able to get stronger, to to walk higher. Shevapar mipol tzaddik, a tzaddik can fall seven times, but it remains a tzaddik and he gets stronger, said Rav Hutner Zatzal. That's the yesod of Yiddishkeit. It's the yesod of Parshas Nosa and the upcoming Parshas Balayisra. It's what Halakas HaNeiros is all about. Let's light that candle to constantly try to improve, even when we have setbacks. Get that ball across the goal. Move forward. That would be Zeicha to create Ribui Shem Shemayim, Mekiddush Hashem, to Dar Shem Verochem, and the greatest Simcha, Bevias Agrel, Merv Yameinu, Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.